der wahre Grund, dass man diese Stadt so liebt, heißt BVB, BVB 09. Borussia Dortmund, du bist unser Leben. Borussia Dortmund, du nur ganz allein. Borussia Dortmund, hast uns so viel.
So I'm here with Hamadi. You were mentioning that for you it's like an amazing thing to be a football player, that you feel like sometimes it's not a job but just a privilege. What was your path basically? Like, where did you play when you were a young kid, and like how did you manage to become a professional?
Yeah, I think it started in the streets with my friends. We used to play in the streets, 4 vs 4, on the street, and we just played. We didn't thought much about it. We just had fun and enjoyed playing with each other, and we tried to make the best of it and just have fun.
Cool. And then where did you play as a child?
So I'm from Bonn. It's Bonn. Near Bonn. Yeah,
Bonner Sportclub, Bonner SC.
Rüserberg.
Rüserberg,
and it's a small club. It's in the village. It's a small club. Not a big deal. We used to play there with whole friends. We go together to school and play together on the pitch. And, there was the beginning.
Cool. And what happened? How did you become a professional? Somebody saw you playing, or?
Keep going. We had fun, and things were just going in this direction. I just enjoyed playing, and I also improved with that. I was scoring a lot of goals, and bigger clubs. I got attention from bigger clubs.
Did an agent come or something to a match?
Yeah, but a bit later. The club directly come to me and my parents.
Which club?
Bayer Leverkusen.
Bayer Leverkusen. Bayer Leverkusen. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Then I moved there, and over some years I landed here in Dortmund, and now I'm playing for the BVB.
And what was your experience? Like, how old were you when you signed a professional contract with Bayer Leverkusen?
20 years.
How old were you?
20 years.
20 years old.
20 years old.
And like, how did you actually feel at that moment when you knew you were going to sign a professional contract as a footballer?
I think everyone would be happy, and so it was with me. I was happy, just happy, and happy to sign a professional contract. And I was also thinking about the future, and was just
excited
about the future.
And I collect football shirts. Do you also collect football shirts? You have some shirts to keep as a collection?
I collect also some. Sometimes I change with the opponent. If I think, if I like how he played, then I want a shirt, and maybe he wants also mine, and then we switch shirts. But it's not like I buy them or something. I have some, but they are always presents for my friends or family.
And you mentioned earlier how are your feelings about English football, and you told me earlier what is your favorite English club that you would open.
It would be Arsenal.
Arsenal. Why do you love Arsenal?
Yeah, because of the season, I think it was in 2003. With Dennis Bergkamp, Thierry Henry, this team was just incredible, and I used to watch them, and like I just enjoyed watching this football from them. They got Vieira, Pires. So many good players, and this season was, they were unbeaten the whole season, and I just enjoyed watching them, and from this point on I just followed them and watched every batch of them. I just enjoyed watching them.
Have you ever played in front of the Südtribüne in the Westfalenstadion?
No, I never played.
Not yet?
No, I never played.
And have you ever been as a fan in the Yellow Wall, the Gelbe Wand?
Not in the yellow one, but on the offside.
The north tribune.
Yeah, on the north tribune.
And what is it like as a football player to experience the whole atmosphere of the Gelderland and Westfalenstadion for you?
I think it's a big deal in Europe, the yellow wall. I think it's the atmosphere in the Signal Iduna Park, it's just something else if you enter the stadium and you see this big yellow wall. It's something else. You already feel it directly if you see this wall that it's something else. I think goosebumps.
Yeah. So we are the London fan club of Borussia Dortmund.
Oh, nice.
And I wanted to ask you, like, have you seen fans from countries like England and Japan here in Dortmund? And what do you think about the fact that nowadays there are so many BVB fans all around the world, like in London and in Tokyo and all kind of countries around the world?
I really like this idea that you don't have to come from this country or from this area to support the club. I think it's a good sign that people watch all over the world to find it. I like the idea. I like that people support clubs that they like, even if they are far away from their home. I like the idea.
Can you say a greeting for the London fan club?
Yeah, I'm Hamadi Al-Adoui, and best greetings for the London fan club, and I wish you some good days there in London.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the interview.